Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. It's Patty Collins giving you a call back.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I was down at the register and had people checking out real quick.
Oh, no problem. I totally understand.
I haven't sent you that application back yet. I'm still a little bit nervous over, and I know that this probably isn't you, but a while back I tried to, or I was going to go through a different company for an advance because they told me they had a better deal and all this stuff. But they shopped around my rate and dropped my score by like 60, 70 points.
Oh, no.
Still hasn't came back up from that incident, so I'm just very nervous about, I know my credit score is bad, but I don't want it to be worse than what it already is by that happening. And I guess I'm just trying to figure out, too, I don't want to have a second note on top of the first one that I have.
I understand.
I don't want to have, the whole reason for doing this was, I'll just so you have history and know why I'm being cautious or whatever. The whole reason I'm trying to do it is to get my daily payment lowered to get like a monthly payment. The last note that I just did with a guy, he told me to come back in 6 months and try to go SBA through him.
Yes.
I talked to him a couple weeks ago and he said that my score wasn't high enough for SBA. That it had to be in the 600s and mine's 527.
Gotcha.
So I guess I'm just trying to figure out what program would you have or what do you think you... Because what I'm looking at is you said you could get me 15 or 20 back. If I still owe 45, that makes it 60 that you're putting up or whatever, plus your fees.
Right.
And I don't know what those fees would be, so... Yeah, what I'm looking at is how could you do that? It'd have to be over like a 2-year plan to get a lower payment.
It'd probably have to be upwards of 18 months for sure. And again, we wouldn't want to do a second position on you because that's just going to be straining on your cash flow for the business. I guess it's just a matter of, and we look at one through one credit bureau. It's Experian. So it's a soft pull on your credit. We don't shotgun your information out to other loan brokers or what have you. We do majority of our work in-house. Occasionally we will partner with, we do have partners that we will team up with on certain jobs or certain loans when they're larger. But predominantly, it's all done in-house. So we're not going to, your information is not going all over God's green earth.
Okay. So what, now tell me again, you said you would do a second. So you're saying I would keep my first loan and then you would do a second one? Is that what you're saying? Or
no, I was saying that we wouldn't want to, I don't think that a second position loan would be, beneficial to the business. I think it just might put a little more strain on it.
I don't want to do that for sure.
Yeah,
so I would have to pay off what I owe, which I believe is probably going to be about 45, I think.
Okay.
I don't have that in writing. And then if you said you thought you could get me 15 or 20.
For operational expenses and operational costs.
So I don't know. I guess I'm trying to figure out what it is you think you could do before I... go have my credit and stuff ran.
Yeah.
What is it you're thinking you could do, I guess?
So, Patty, I'm just comparing your file to other customers that I've worked with. And there was a gentleman, he had a animal hospital, and he had, had some credit issues, things of that nature. His credit score was, considerably lower, actually. And he did have a loan out as well. I was able to get him enough to pay off that loan and have him net enough. He had an emergency happen where the tree had fallen through the roof of his animal hospital. Was able to get him money enough to net enough to pay for a new roof, and pay off that loan. But we were able to get him a better payment structure from that initial loan.
So say I owe 45. Mm-hmm. Say you were able to get me 20, that would be 65.
Correct.
And what would your fees on top of that be? What would I be financing in fees? Or
see, that's the tough part. I don't want to just throw out arbitrary numbers out there and have it not be, consistent with what underwriting is going to put out there. You know, they have to go through their algorithms and what have you to get you those specific numbers. You know, I can tell you that the rates do start at about 10 cents on the dollar because it is an unsecured loan, so it is a little more expensive that way. A majority of the risk is on our end. But to be able to give you some concrete numbers, we would have to, you know, take a look at everything together and get that stuff over to underwriting.
Okay. So, but if you had to guess, could you estimate? I'm just trying to come up with a payment. What do you think the difference in the payment could be or would be? Because I'd like to try to have my payment around like $2,000 or $2,500 a month. I mean, I would like to be able to have it at that, and for me doing the math, it looks like I would have to do it like over 2 years, from what I can tell.
I was actually just running those numbers too. Yeah, and it in all honesty, it may be a little more expensive than the $2,500 a month just to get you to that the 60 that we potentially could get you, because there is a cost of funds as well.
Right.
So it's really tough for me to say, to be honest with you. Again, I don't know all the algorithms and what have you that underwriting uses to figure this out, because they project outward to see what you're going to do for the rest of the year, and you know how we could structure a payment that would not put a burden on the business. So I think best bet would be to see what we could make available to you. There's no obligation to you at all. And it's a very simple process. If we get the rest of the information, we can potentially have feedback for you this afternoon. If not this afternoon, you know, tomorrow morning, we could have feedback. And then you can know that you had, this approval there for you. You don't have to take it immediately. You know, you can maybe look around and see if you can find a better deal, but feel confident that there is some money there for you if you do need it.
Right. But you guys, you do, because I did a note before with Can Capital.
Uh-huh.
You guys do your stuff in your, or you have your own underwriting, or you do the notes yourself, or you do take it to other places.
So we do a majority of it in-house, and again, we do, depending on the program, we do partner with other lenders, but majority is in-house. We have our own underwriters and all that good stuff.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and send you the application. And my, do you need the tax returns too this morning, or would the application be enough to get it?
We would need the tax returns too, because I package everything for underwriting, so they can go through it in a timely manner.
Okay. Okay, I'll have to see. I don't know if I have them here. They might be at my house. I'm not positive on that one, so.
Okay.
I'll look, but you said you want the last 2 years' returns. Is that what they look at?
Oh no,
just last year.
Just last year's. And if you didn't have last year's completed yet, then we could take 2014.
Okay, now I have it. We did it. So I do show a loss on there.
Okay.
But I think every business does.
Yeah, yeah. What we're really looking at is the sales. Just want to see that the sales are for the year, basically.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, our sales have gone up from last year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
One of the things that we've done with the money. We added a buffet, and we added some other things, and the buffet has actually increased our sales. So,
okay.
And I don't know how I would show you that other than.
I guess the bank statements, and when you guys did install that, and just kind of compare and contrast to the year before,
Okay.
But
okay, well, I'll try to do that application right now and send it to you, and then
okay.
I'll see if I have the tax returns.
And now, are you the sole owner? Are you owner with your husband, or?
I'm married, but I'm the sole owner here. He has
okay.
another job, so it's
okay.
me, basically.
Okay, so we only need an application from you. That's the only reason I ask. If there was a partnership involved, then we would need another application.
No, he doesn't really want anything to do with this. He's got a normal job that he liked. He hates the restaurant, so.
Okay.
It's me. It's mine. It's my baby.
Alrighty.
My mess, I guess.
How long have you been in business?
We've been here for 10 years. We started right when the economy took its dive, so it wasn't the best timing. And then I think it was 4 years ago, I had a family member had a brain tumor, so I had to leave for about a year. And then that was not good, because when I came back, it was the people that I had here weren't honest, and they were doing stuff they shouldn't have done. They weren't paying stuff that I thought that they were paying, and it just, it was bad. And then my business, you know, went down too, because people just don't care. If it's not theirs, they don't care.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. That's terrible.
Yeah. So our sales and everything were down, but since I've been back, I'm getting things, you know, our sales have come back up. I've got, like, the things that I have in collections, my tax liens, I'm paying on them. I have a payment plan and stuff for them. And that was part of the, those occurred because of when I left that year. I didn't get stuff filed, and then I got penalized, and it was just turned into a big, ugly nightmare.
And that's unfortunate, too. You know, you leave and you have people in specific positions to take care of the business because, you know, that's why you hired them. And to come back and, you know, find it in disarray, that's got to be pretty disheartening.
Yeah, they just, people don't care. If it's not theirs, they just don't care. I've figured that one out. It just, you know, you want them to, but they just don't. So I guess that's just human nature. I don't know. But
yeah, there's still good people out there, though. There is.
Yeah.
Got to have faith in humanity a little bit.
Yeah, there's good people. It's just, unfortunately, it's hard to find, you know.
In this day and age, I
agree.
When
you're in that situation, it's hard to find. And things happen kind of quickly, and I didn't really have a choice about what I was doing and how I was doing it. So it just, you know, one thing led to another, but things are we're in a better situation, and I've been, the cash advances that I've taken, I've used them to better our building. Like, we've put in gravel, we've put in the buffet. We're doing things.
Yeah, and
to make it better. So that's, you know, we're using it for those purposes, which that's helping our sales come up. I mean, the buffet helped us come up, and we're putting in another drive-through thing. So we're doing things with it. And when you said you could get me money back, that would be good, because then I can do, I have a kitchen floor, and I have signs, and I have, you know, other stuff that if I could do those things right now would help us. So,
yeah, you know what, and that's exactly what these loans are designed for. You know, a lot of business owners don't do it that way, but they're designed to put back into the business to get your return. So it sounds like, you know, they're working out. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like paying the money that I'm paying for, but it's the only way that I can do it right now. And and if it, you know, if I spend 10 to make 30, then I guess you have to look at it that way, which,
right,
you know, that's how we have, so.
Yeah.
But anyhow, and I did, you know, before I got into this, I had, my credit score was 850. I mean, I was in the healthcare field before, and I was sold real estate, and, I mean, I know how important credit is, and that's the thing that's been so frustrating and so upsetting, because I always had good credit. I always had perfect credit until all this happened, and then it's like, you know, you get into situations that you can't control, and it's just...
Yeah, you just want to almost pull your hair out.
Yep.
But don't do that.
Yeah. No, it's getting better, so
I'm glad to hear that.
Can't complain. It's getting better, but I really wasn't looking, you know, at doing anything. I just, you know, when you said that you had a different program, and I had talked to the person, you know, the other guy I told you about, to do an SBA loan, and then when I talked to him again, he said that the score would need to be 600, and I just, you know, because I do have equity in my building, too, which is, you know, the other thing, I have equity in the equipment. We don't owe anything on our equipment. We don't owe anything on her, I mean, my, real estate here, I owe, I think, 160. And last time we had it appraised at 750. So I know I have equity in my building, too.
Absolutely.
And that's the frustrating part, because I know that we have the equity, but with my credit score, it doesn't, it's not.
It doesn't allow you to use it, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You know, And if there is another route, we could do a collateralized loan. I don't know if you would want to do that if the working capital didn't follow through. But let's see what happens with the working capital. I do feel confident that we'll be able to get you enough to pay off the canned capital and for you to net enough to continue your improvement projects.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't know Can now. That's who I owed before was Can.
Okay.
I was just telling you some of the people I've had a loan. I had a couple with Can, and then this other merchant place called, and I ended up going through him. But I've had probably in the last two years, I probably had four of them. I think maybe I can't remember, but so I've had them. Just so you know, I've had them and I've paid them off, and I've never bounced a check to them. I've never, done anything where I didn't pay them back. So I don't know if that helps for them to see that or know that or not.
It does. And it builds your business credit as well.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll get this application sent to you, and then I'll try to see if I got those bank or the tax things too.
Perfect.
You just need the first two pages. Is that what you said you needed?
Exactly. That's
okay.
It. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate your time today. I enjoyed the conversation.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.